Let's talk about another important characteristic in our life as people with gifts, which is the 11 dragons in our life. We use dragons to describe those energy bodies, not the legendary animal image of dragons. As mentioned before, when I used platinum needles to open up the chi and blood of our body, there are 11 energy points in our head that can connect with the nth dimensional world. The connection points of these energies are like 11 antennas. Connecting these 11 points to the 11 energies of the universe can help us complete the adjustments of our lives. Today we will briefly talk about these 11 energies. We will use dragons of different materials and colors to express these 11 energies. The first one is the energy body of the black dragon, which is the basic energy of our life. The black dragon is the root of our life. For people with gifts, the black dragon is our spirit connection with the high dimensional world of the universe. As we said before, all human beings have spirit because we are created in the image of the God of the universe. The God of the universe is spirit. Therefore, all of us have spirit. However, not all people are gifted with spirit connections. Only a small number of people have their brains connected to the high dimensional universe, and their channels have not been blocked. We call them as gifted people. We are here all fall into this category. But people with spirit gifts presently are imprisoned on the earth. So when we grow up, our channels are typically temporarily closed. When the black dragon in our life is awakened, our spirit power is opened. When this happens, we're connected with the life force of the n-dimensional universe. So although the black dragon energy body is small, it is very important to us because it is the basic energy of our life. The second is the energy body of the gold dragon, which is the power of the king. This energy of the gold dragon is connected with the full authority and power of the universe and God, the Lord of creation. When our gold dragon power is strong, it is not only to lead us. The energy it emits can help us have the ability to manage the universe. So it is a very powerful force. We often use the power of the gold dragon to connect with the high dimensional wisdom and authority of the God of the universe so we can manage ourselves, our families, and our world. So this is a very important energy. The third is the energy body of the silver dragon, which is a gentle energy. Its soft power, as the name suggests, is to neutralize the power of the king. Because we act according to the power of the God of the universe, we actually have a lot of absolute authority. But in governing the world, God saw that it was not good for a man to be alone. So he created a woman for him, who was created from the body of a man. So women have the energy of softness and gentleness. And because it comes from our body itself, it is easy to integrate with us and can neutralize the power of the king and help us manage the world gently. Therefore, the energy of the silver dragon is the energy to completely neutralize our absolute authority, which tends to be rigid and young, so that we can use more love and gentleness when managing the world. When the Bible says that the creator of the universe created Adam and then created a woman for him, Adam said, "This is my love of flesh and bone, which is full of gentle power." This gentle power can help us achieve all things. The fourth is the energy body of the red dragon, which has the ability to lead. As the name suggests, the material of the red dragon is mainly fire, so it's all about melting and leading. When we're connected with the energy body of the red dragon in the universe, under the leadership of the red dragon, we can lead our own body, soul, and spirit, and get closer to the laws of nature and universe. At the same time, the energy of the red dragon will also help us lead our people, lead the people around us, and even affect the universe around us. Therefore, the red dragon has the power of influence and leadership, which has similarity as the gold dragon, but when expressed as red dragon, it focuses more on the role of leadership. The fifth is the energy body of the yellow dragon, which has the power of blessing and luck. We haven't mentioned the awakening of the yellow dragon before. It brings blessing and luck and is full of the ability to give and help. So when our yellow dragon energy is awakened, we will send luck and blessing to everyone wherever we go. The sixth is the energy body of the green dragon, which has the power of life force. When growing our lives, the green dragon provides us with a lot of green energy, which comes from nature and the God of the universe. It makes our lives full of vigor and vitality. And it supplies not just to our body, but also helps the three aspects of our body, soul, and spirit to grow better. The seventh is the energy body of the blue dragon, which has the power of peace. The blue dragon itself is peace, and at the same time, it has the ability to create peace. When the blue dragon appears, it will create a state of peace in the world. When the blue dragon in each of us is awakened, we will be peaceful and become a peace messenger. Not only we will have own peace, but because we are balanced in our lives, we will bring balance to our family, to our community, to our tribe, and even to the whole society. When the whole world is in a state of peace and balance, we can then better able to bring peace and joy into eternity. For us to be able to return to eternity, we must have peace and joy. So the energy of the blue dragon is especially important for us. The eighth is the energy body of the white dragon, also called the light of life. When the white dragon appears, there's always light and guidance in our life on the path of our pursuit. When there is light, we have direction, and this light guides us in the right direction. It is equivalent to having a lighthouse on the sea. A boat can find its direction in the vast sea and know where to go without going in the wrong direction. The same is true of white dragon to the pursuit of our lives. The direction that the white dragon gives us is inseparable from the high dimensional wisdom of the universe. So the white dragon is very important in our life. The ninth is the energy body of the purple dragon, which is the spirit power of our life. When our purple dragon is weakened, our life's spirit power is ignited. Note that we're not using the word awakening of spirit here. Instead, we're using the word ignition. We will naturally accept and guide ourselves and actively seek the fulfillment of our higher dimensional spirit. The tenth is the energy body of the dragon above cloud, which has the power of ascending. This dragon rides above the clouds. It is a non-material energy body that has the quality of the spirit. When our dragon above cloud is opened, we will have a yearning to seek higher dimensional wisdom. This naturally generated upward pull can lead us to soar upwards and rise continuously, enabling us to return to the n-dimensional world. The 11th is the energy body of the turquoise dragon, which has the power of protection. Turquoise dragon is to protect our peace, protect our territory, and protect our harmony. Turquoise dragon is of the material of jade. One of the characteristics of jade is the ability to protect its owner, so the Chinese often refers to this property of jade. Therefore, turquoise dragon is our patron saint to protect our lives and the peace and harmony of our territory. To summarize, that was a brief introduction to the 11 dragon energy bodies. In the future, in our life as gifted people, we will awaken these 11 dragons one by one, and they will stay fully awake in our body. In other words, we don't just wake them up once for a while. They will actually fully and truly awake, remain in our lives, and stay alive in our lives. Now in the white group, let's first understand the basic concepts. When we enter the green group and start opening our gifts, then as we seek our callings and heal the world in the future, we will use the energy of these dragons to connect with the high dimensional energy of the universe. That is to say, our 11 dragons will be completely connected to the 11 high dimensional energies. And these 11 energies contain the fusion of the energies from many dimensions of the body, soul, and spirit world. That's why these 11 dragons are very important to the growth of our life.